Starting.
Oh, I'm good. I want to talk to you.
Okay, this is the Monday, May 15th, 2023, Cornish Planning Board Workshop Meeting. It's 6:30, surprisingly. The, let me see, attendance. Les is here. Eve is here. We have Dan Valancourt. We have a guest, Ryan Lane. Nancy's here. Craig's here, Adam's here, Bob's here, and Angel's here. I have this thing about names, and this like, oh, God.
You're doing better than me.
I struggle, and it's rude. I practice. On it. Okay, so we have no, so that's the call to order. Adjustments, additions to the agenda. If you wanted a agenda just to have something to do with your hands, knock
Thanks.
Yourself out, buddy.
Paper airplane.
Okay, so there are no adjustments or additions to the agenda. Well, I guess an adjustment would be that Devin will not be here tonight to discuss R210C. Put him on the workshop for next month, the 19th. Okay, so review the minutes. What am I do with my, there it is. Anybody have any additions, corrections to the minutes that they would like to make? Clarifications, any of that stuff? I've already gone over a couple of changes with the Angel, and other than that, I didn't have much to say at all.
Yeah, I just had the et cetera.
Okay.
I got it.
Good.
Right. Got it.
That's that. Did that. Devin's not here. Planning board. What we deal with is zoning issues. That's it. He does enforcement, but he doesn't work for us. He's just part of the town team. But we work very closely with the code enforcement officer. We try and interpret the rules as best as we can. If he has questions with the rules, he comes and talks to us about the rules. He's mostly the customer or citizen interface, other than the initial review of the plan itself. Once we're happy with the plan, whatever you want to do, then the interface is between you and the code enforcement officer, and we go from there. But this is the book that you gotta know, gotta learn. Let me see. The first version was the first version of this book was in 1993. The oldest ordinances we can find is this, 1956. So we didn't have a lot going on in 1956, apparently. So
Do we have Ken's book?
No, but
we can just print out a new one.
Well,
no,
there's two in there
that are up to date.
So if you decide to come in, we got a book for you. You'll just enjoy the hell out of it. Okay. Historical properties is one of the issues we've been talking about. You guys all saw the response from the lawyer. He said, see if you can't work in something with the Department of Interior guidelines, as well as see if there's anything applicable in the Saco Historic Preservation guidelines. That being said, Adam, have you got anything that you could help us with on the Saco one?
I did read through it all, and theirs is, they even say it on page 47, that they base theirs on the Secretary of the Interior Standard for Rehabilitation Guidelines.
Okay.
I guess that's the one that he had to read.
I'm not sure, because it was referenced as the Historic Preservation Guidelines. So
I mean, super thorough, detailed, tons of pictures of everything.
What a corner joist looks like and all that kind of,
mm-hmm.
I don't even
know. Architectural detail, yeah. Stuff like that. It starts with like a nice introduction, though, and a brief history of the town. I don't know if maybe we want to add something like that to ours.
I would be okay with that. You know, a little bit of background, just so that anybody coming into town,
mm-hmm.
thinking about a historic property, here's a nice little package we could give them.
They
about
have a map too of, you know, the historic district.
Well, these are good things that you probably should suggest that we include when we get to really formalize the work that you're doing. But absolutely, those are the kinds of things that we should be thinking about, whether they are appropriate or not for what we're trying to do. Okay, good. Good. Bob, did you get a chance to look at the
Department of Interior? I didn't. There was hundreds of pages. I didn't read through everything. But it comes down to it's kind of what we have in our document. It didn't give any. I couldn't find details about anything. What is a historic building? It was more about define it yourself.
Okay.
And it sounded like building by building. What's the historic significance of it? We have that in our thing. It did say though pictures are always good.
Yep.
And like a chronological. How did it start? What's been done? When? What did it look like? If we have that
for each
building,
each property,
property.
Let me interrupt you for just a moment. We generated a new revision of the land use ordinance a year ago. Town voted on it. They all liked it. We left out the historic properties section. There was a semi-ordinance in there, but we didn't know how to include it since we didn't know how it got there. So what we're trying to do is develop guidelines. There was a committee that met, how long did you guys go? 8 months, 10 months, mm-hmm. something like that, mm-hmm. On developing the guidelines that have since been reviewed by our legal counsel and returned to us. And now we're just trying to incorporate his suggestions the best we can prior to moving forward and submitting the package again to the selectmen, which will ultimately be voted on by the townspeople. So we're trying to develop the guidelines. We don't at least I don't think, and the feeling I get is we're not ready to have an ordinance because we really don't want to get into that business. We would like to suggest that people who live in the historic district abide by the historic district guidelines. If they tell us to go pound sand, well, okay. You know, we really can't dictate to them without a whole lot of legal issues what they're going to do with their properties. So we're going to rely on their good nature. And
the fact that they bought an old house, that maybe they want an old house.
Well, and that's good. But if they bought an old house and want to add a third story, then there may be an issue that we have to talk about. We want to keep the historic district historical in nature if we can. We have historic properties throughout Cornish that are not in the historic district, so we have to deal with individual properties as well. And we're not really sure, in a lot of cases, how they ever made it onto a historical list in the first place, other than just being old. So
sounds like my house.
There's lots of work to do in this whole thing, but we're grinding away at it, and hopefully we'll have something that the town can look at next fall.
And this is one other thing.
Yes.
Some people buy the house because it's old and they want to maintain it.
Okay,
it's old.
So
and it's not so much now, but when we bought our house 6 years ago, you could get a house in Cornish for $80,000. So the other reason for buying an old house is you can afford it. If you can't buy any house like anywhere in Cornish in Portland right now for any
not for something
price.
Yeah.
So that's someone that's buying a house because they can afford it, it's going to be a little harder to say, oh, by the way, let's maintain this to historical standards.
Yeah.
You know, there's different reasons for buying that house.
There is. And you could go a lot of different directions in how, I got to be careful with my phrasing here, how much you want to get in the way of a homeowner enjoying this peace and quiet. Because you can get down to the level of detail where we will tell you what door you can put on, those kinds of things. What kind of glass you can have in your windows, that kind of stuff. I don't want to get that far. If you guys want to do it, just hold on and I'll leave and you can.
That's not a fight
that I want.
No.
It's not a fight that, that any of us want. So, so we're trying to coerce people who own historic properties or those that, that might be considered historic property. We're trying to convince them that they should live up to the spirit of a historic property.
Yeah. Well, some people have told me that my house is the oldest one.
I've heard that said.
Registered.
It's got vinyl siding on it.
Yeah. So. Well, exactly. And it's those kinds of issues where we have to be careful how we manage that whole process. But you've already got your aluminum or your vinyl siding on it, so you're in. Grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
One of the things that... I know one of the things that has to be done before we go to, you know, the town votes on it is to recompile that list.
Yes.
But listening to them about when it had the pictures of the different houses, I know you guys went through with the Historic Society and had... So you have old pictures of at least most of them, right?
Most of them.
So they probably could be included when we do the final thing.
Yes, when we put together our list of our historic properties.
We can actually have pictures.
And here's what, in a definition, why is this property historic? Yeah. You know, we need to have something right there because the list was developed in 1993 and no one knows what the criteria is or was. So is it old or is it historic, you know? Those kinds of things. This has got fist fights written all over it. Okay. Okay, so.
So when I'm working on the toy store this summer, who's going to come tell me I can't do something?
Well, just talk to the code enforcement officer. Right. If he's good with it, you're good with it, right?
So what would you change there?
I wouldn't change anything.
No, I mean, when you look at the building.
I'm pretty much convinced
that side
that hasn't been painted yet. I think the last time it was painted was before the little house was built.
The only way to get in between.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to stage it. I don't know how I'm going to get up there. I'm just like, so, I don't know. I got to get it done this summer, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you guys can figure a way to tie what you've come across in with the guidelines. And it may be as simple as just a line saying, you know, you should reference the Department of Interior Historic Guidelines or something like that. It could be as simple as that. I don't know. It depends on how much of that you think is relevant to what we're
I think that's what the lawyer said, to reference it
yeah.
in his mm-hmm. letter. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. You guys do that.
I have a question, though.
Go.
Are these historical buildings being, volunteered by the owner of the building as historical, or are they being deemed historical by the town?
Don't know. That's the problem.
Couldn't there be an argument for both of them? Like, if you have known historical buildings or houses,
It depends on how you define historical. Was there a famous person that lived there? Was it the site of some monumental happening, or is it just old? And just old doesn't make it historic. It just makes it old.
Well, you'd have to have some sort of history on it, right?
Right.
To make it historical?
Yeah.
So
yeah, there should be some historical relevance. We have, four buildings in town that are on the National Register of Historic Properties? I think somebody told me that once, that we had four of them.
Something like that.
I'm trying to think about it.
I don't know. I thought his was one, but I'm not sure. Is yours one?
I don't think mine is.
No.
It would have a little plaque.
See, mine's just old.
Yeah. Well, but being the first homestead in Cornish could be a historical issue.
Yeah.
You know, so don't count yourself out yet.
Well, that's where what I'm saying is, if there's buildings that the town wants to deem historical, and we all know the history on them and who lived there, and they actually have history, the town could deem those ones, and then if the owner has an old house, they can make the argument for it to add it.
They would simply have to make the argument that this is a historic property and here are the reasons why.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Because I'm not going to argue with the provenance of the house.
Well, there's already guidelines. It's not like you're creating.
Yeah.
When this building was put on, they followed the rules. There are rules for designating historic place, building, I should say. So...
Lots of work there. How many properties did we...
Was that 100?
How many properties are on our list of historic properties?
Oh, good grief. There's what, 80 or more?
Somewhere around 100. So a big job to do it. Some will be easy to categorize. Others might not be.
And being on the Cornish historic building list isn't...
No. You're right.
Isn't anything...
You don't get a trophy for it?
No.
No. And they... Being on the... If you go to the...
Now you have one. Take a look. If you decide not to join us, we need that back. But take that home and study it. It'll be a test.
If you go back to the very end, there's a list. And when you said we don't know why they're there, that's true. And when you look at some of these houses, they would not fit the description of a historic home today. Am I being polite?
Yes, you are. Like vinyl siding might be an issue.
No, that's not compared to, because they have changed the whole facade.
Right.
Added whatever. So the original and what exists today
is
very dissimilar, obviously. So, and sometimes some of them just need upkeep. Is what it is, but that's the list anyway.
Is that little white house that's for sale on is it Cumberland Street, whatever street that goes down towards Hiram?
No,
that's for sale. The little Victorian thing.
One of the houses on here.
I didn't know.
And that is that's the one just beyond Jesse's.
Yeah,
that one is
I think
on
the one you're
list.
Talking is the next one now.
Yeah, it's I know it's still
it was Timmy Day's house.
Okay,
you know what Timmy Day's house is. Mm-hmm. And somebody bought it. They tore down the barn, and it sits there.
I mean, I know it's for sale now.
It's
on Realtor.com.
Yeah, but it's not.
They didn't do anything to it.
Inside is really, if you wanted to put a lot of work into it, that the inside's
nice
gorgeous.
House. It was a nice house.
What are they asking?
They're $150.
That's not bad.
That.
No, but I think it's sale pending or something like that, or they're waiting on inspections or something.
But it is not. Answer your question. No, it's not on there.
Mm-hmm.
House this. You know, the first house on the left as you're going down Cumberland Street is on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a
good project.
Joan Betancourt's old house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a project I'm deep into.
All right, so that's that. If you guys can figure out where we might stitch this in, that'd be great. If it can't be done, it can't be done. If we just need a reference, draft up some wording so that we can stick it in the guidelines and make the reference and keep the lawyer happy. Yes, ma'am.
To keep peace and harmony in the town.
And that's my plan. That's my whole objective.
I'm going to make a suggestion that at some point you involve that group that spent the 8 months working.
Absolutely. No. And I guess I should explain my thought process, and if it needs to be rethought, this is a good time to do it. I appreciated the work that they did. They gave us a great head start. And I'd like to roll this in. But I would like to get the historical... Once everybody's happy, I'd like to get the historical group, if they're still willing to get together, just to review the thing, to see if this is the right feel for them. That's probably not the right... phrasing, but
well, you'll either.
But I need to loop them back in.
And if you truly want this to pass, then I suggest that
we loop them back in. Yeah.
Where you, I don't think there would be any major issues anyway. I think it's a courtesy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, and I fully intend to do that.
Yeah.
I fully intend to do that because they put a lot of work into this, and they should be acknowledged for that work. They should have a look at how the thing ended up, from where they started to where it ended up.
Thank you.
All right. That's all I got. This is an easy meeting.
Ready?
I am. Code enforcement officer.
Joe Perry came in about the campgrounds.
Everybody familiar? Guess me? The guy?
From the
From a year ago, yes.
Yeah, he's hoping to have a soft opening in like September, October. He's got all his paperwork. I don't know if we want to get him on the next workshop.
Sure.
Yep.
Let me see here.
Or if you guys want to go through that
before
he comes in. Or...
Do you have copies?
Yes.
Why don't you hand those out?
Let me go through and I'll hand them out.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he's got everything. He all just right. dropped these off.
So. Well, you and I should go over to make sure that he's got it.
See what's missing and then tell him what we need.
I don't want to jam up a workshop. If Devin comes in, you know, I don't want to be here 10:30 at night working on this stuff. I
think this is pretty thorough. He had an engineer, Joe Perry.
Okay, yeah.
So
Joe's been through before, and he knows where it's headed. So
and he's got all this Saco River corridor paperwork done, which is, I think, more intense than ours. So maybe you and I can sit down and just go through this and see what's missing.
And then we'll decide how many and which one for the next workshop.
Okay.
We'll only do one project plan a night. Is that okay with you guys? Yeah. Do you want to do multiple project plans?
Because you miss things when
You do. You can't get it all done. All right. So you and I will...
We'll meet and decide.
Yep, this week.
Can I just ask you two to check something?
Yes.
Is that he has changed that entrance, that a Class A vehicle, where entering onto Route 25, where people are going 50 miles
There's
an
a
hour
sight line issue
plus,
there.
Plus.
Yeah.
And I think you can't think the small RVs. You've got to think...
Well, he had to get DOT permission on that one.
DOT also worked on this bridge.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we need to say...
we're going to work on it again and again and again. Yeah.
I think that there is a point at which common sense rules and... having an
are you running?
Wait, where are you
running
from?
For office?
Where am I from? Out of state. No, I'm not. My RV is 39 feet long, and I would not want to be pulling out where he was when you've got logging trucks or whatever going 50 miles an hour. That's where the old, in his plan, he had it where it's... The site is...
You couldn't see in one direction, if I remember correctly.
No. Right.
So
they come
I
over
don't
the hill.
Care what DOT says. I'm more concerned with what the town of Cornish is setting up.
Okay.
DOT is in Augusta. They can't see us from there.
As someone that drives a Class A truck delivering to campgrounds, I would appreciate being able to pull out safely.
Yes. Good. Please join us.
Write that note on the file folder.
Yeah. And then the next issue is there was an approved subdivision over on Spur Road back in... Anyways, it was all approved. It's been sold, and the guy wants to revert it back to just a couple of single-family lots.
Okay.
So I can't remember what we had Jordan's do. He had to file it with the county, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And
because once it's a subdivision, it stays a subdivision unless
he reverts. Yeah,
re-recorded with the county.
Correct? Yes.
Okay. All right. So you guys don't need to deal with that right now. So it's just Joe Perry.
When was the subdivision approved?
Oh,
none of his permits
Carol.
Are good.
That's not her last name, but
no,
she was a Carol.
It's not Carol.
It's not her.
No,
her.
No,
that's a Furlong or
that's
something like
her.
That.
Her name is not Carol, last name. She's
it was
the daughter, and she that was a married name. She comes from California.
Yeah,
we
different
spent
one.
Hours on that.
Yeah,
that was a different
this
one.
This was in 2006.
The
okay.
two duplexes that are over.
Yeah, no, this
yeah,
isn't the duplexes. This
even
is
over.
Yeah,
yeah, because oh my word.
She was actually on Joe Barry.
On Joe Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is a different one. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, so they have to do another
re-record. Okay.
Re-record the deed and all that kind of stuff. And
so all I got for you guys will be the Joe Perry and Devin.
Okay. Okay.
Is that the one that was just for sale, like 70-something acres?
Yeah.
If I can clear cut it?
Yeah.
When do you want to get together? And then I'll
kick you out. Somewhere around all week.
We'll pick a day.
Next.
Pick
Friday.
A day and I'll tell Friday works with me, yeah. If that gives... You got, you know.
Why can't you tell us the name? We'll know. Tell us the name and we'll know whether it's the lady or not.
Furlong.
Yes.
Furlong.
Bingo.
Deb Furlong.
Yeah. Yes, she was in here.
Well, quite a bit. She got a letter from us last year.
Oh, you mean the one that she came and sat every week for?
Yep. Yeah. Came back in with something else.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
and
the
then
one.
If she'd have just listened, she wouldn't have had to do any of that. But
for some reason, she didn't want to.
She didn't want to listen.
To the 5-year thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The 5-year thing.
You can only
thing.
Split a property every 5 years. Well, if you do it this year, you can't do it next year, you know? One of those,
unless it's family.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got an argument with a lawyer on that one.
And the driveways were an issue, too, for her.
Yes, they were.
Mm.
Yep.
Big issue. Jeez.
Are you sure you're interested in this?
Yeah, just hope this was as much fun.
All right. Friday, 10 o'clock, that work for you? And we're going to talk about Devin and Joe?
Yeah.
Mostly Joe, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Friday at 10.
How's the knee?
That's fine.
Watch him hobble out of here.
Yeah.
Just like new?
Yeah, couldn't be better. Thanks very much. All right. Anybody got anything else? I'd entertain a motion. Okay.
It does not need to be.
Then you have an off-the-record comment to make, is that right? So.
What?
I would entertain a motion to close the meeting down. Come on, you guys.
Play What? Does Ryan know the process if he decides to do this, what he's got to do? As far as coming back to you, and then it has to go back.
Oh, yeah, and that's excellent thought. Excellent thought. So here's how it works. If you think you want to join this merry band of troublemakers, and we get paid to do this too, don't spend it all.
You also said it was fun earlier.
So you can't believe a thing that I say. So what happens is you're interviewing us, we're interviewing you. We'll see if there's a common interest there. If there is, we will make a proposal to the selectmen that we'd like you to join the board. And then they actually make the decision, the official decision, but they pretty much do what we ask them to do. And they will make the appointment, and then you got to come and get sworn in. You know, you show up anytime, and she can take care of that.
Do that with Monique.
Yeah, with the town clerk.
Slip in with.
What did I miss?
Nope, that's it.
$25 a night. That's the pay rate. So like, you're not gonna buy a new car on this job, buddy.
Hey, you haven't seen my cars.
Well, you might take a couple of meetings, but you'll get there. Okay. And that's it. We're done. Okay, so. I'd entertain a motion to terminate this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in discussion? No discussion? All in favor? Done. We're out at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm coming up.